Thank you very much, Mr. West Tuttle. Marilyn Tuttle, Wes's mother's birthday is today. She's 83. Went down and... Is she 83? Yeah. Went down and passed a driving test today. And so... She said she doesn't drive, but she just likes to have that license just in case. Yeah, right. That's funny on two accounts. Okay, let's see. Let's talk about prayer. And we want to be in prayer for Eve as she continues to heal. Want to be in prayer for Tish as she continues to battle cancer. Want to be in prayer for Nancy Becker. Be in prayer for George and Vic and Cindy Edwards in Wichita Falls, Texas. And be in prayer for Nathan as he finishes up basic. And so, any other prayer requests? Okay. Okay, tonight we continue a very important study. So let's begin with a word of prayer and get right into our study. One of the most wonderful things about divine love and spiritual love is that it is observant. It sees a need and then meets that need. In fact, Father, your love, tied with your omniscience, sees a need before it even comes. Jesus Christ, departing planet Earth after securing the payment of sin and our salvation, made a request to you to send another helper, which you were certainly obliged to do. Pray, Father, as we study these things tonight, that your Spirit will open our eyes to what's going on in history with this ending. Pray this in Christ's name. Amen. Okay, John chapter 14, verse 16. And I will ask the Father. Now, this is when he's departed earth and he is face to face with the Father, the humanity of Jesus Christ face to face with the Father. And he, God the Father, will give you another helper. And last week we spent some time on translating the word parakletes as helper. The Greek word is parakletes. P-A-R-A-K-L-E-T-E-S. Parakletos. It's an omega. Parakletos. Parakletos, it can be translated helper, comforter, counselor, a lot of different names. And we spent time last week looking at helper. And another, we know this is another of the same kind, which is deity. So, it's going to be God. I want to put before you tonight another translation of parakletos rather than helper. Now remember, helper's fine as long as you recall, and when you use the word, that we don't help. He does it all. It'd be like saying, someone's dying and the doctor came and helped him. Well, he didn't do anything. He's lying there dying. The doctor did it all. But we'd use that expression, Father, the doctor came to help him. So, in that sense, help was fine. But I'm going to suggest to you another translation other than the English word helper for our Greek word, and it is the word deliverer. Deliverer. I think this would be a much better understanding, and we have precedence for this. Let's start off by looking at 2 Samuel 22. Let's open the text to 2 Samuel 22. First and Second Samuel, and then 1 and 2 Kings. Remember, Samuel comes before Kings because Samuel is the appointer of kings. So, let's look at 2 Samuel chapter 22. Now let's read together verses 1 through 7. And Daniel and David spoke the words of this song to the Lord in the day that the Lord delivered him from the hand of all of his enemies and from the hand of Saul. Now there's the verb to deliver. And he said, this is his song, played on his string instrument. He, David, said, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God, my rock, in whom I take refuge. Now, when you think about David, the rock in which he takes refuge, he's oriented to geographical location when he went into the caves. And he hid in the rock of the caves of the mountains. The Lord, my God, my rock, in whom I take refuge, goes into caves. So it's like looking at Jesus Christ as his refuge. My salvation, my stronghold, my refuge. All of these are geographical or land type of images. My Savior, thou dost save me from violence. I call upon the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, and I am saved from my enemies. Now, this word saved here can be translated delivered. For the waves of death encompass me, the torrents of destruction overwhelm me, the cords of Sheol surround me, the snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord. Yes, I cried out to my God, and from his temple he heard my voice, and my cry for help came into his ears. Okay, we'll stop reading at that point, and we'll go back and look at verse 2 now. Let's look at verse 2. And he said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer. Okay, my rock, again, the picture of the imagery of the cave, means a solid foundation. Note the personal my, all the way through this, my fortress, my deliverer, my rock. So, he has a lot of my shield, my God, my Savior. Okay. David hid in the rocks, reference to Jesus Christ. the Messiah as eternal spiritual rock. He says, my fortress as protection, my rock solid foundation, my fortress protection, and now for our word, my deliverer. Palet is the Hebrew word. That's P A, there's your L A T, Palet. Verb meaning to escape. The verb means to take to safety. A deliverer. It describes delivering or rescuing from threatening situation. It means to deliver from danger to safety. So the word, if we stay with deliverer, if we another deliverer, it means to deliver from danger to safety. From to. I like this word because it deals with both concepts. If we translated the parakletos, deliverer, from to. Holy Spirit delivers us from the power of sin to power, to the light, to safety, to the Spirit-filled life. Okay? So this is our word, to deliver from danger to safety. The word is used in a legal sense, a legal judgment of freedom. Hold your place and look with me at Job 23. Go over a few books to Job 23. There, verse 7, Job 23:7, there the upright would reason with him, that's with God, and I would be delivered forever from my judge. So it has a judicial meaning. But the word is translated often deliverer. He will send you, I will ask the Father, he will send you another deliverer. Now, Jesus Christ came. He's our first deliverer. If we start thinking this way, he's our first deliverer, and he delivered us from the penalty of sin. The Holy Spirit is our second deliverer, another deliverer who delivers us from the power of sin. So they're both deliverers. One delivered us from the penalty of sin. One delivers us from the power of sin. Jesus Christ delivers us into a state of eternal security. Eternal security. No more sin. Imputed righteousness. The Holy Spirit delivers us from the power of sin into a spiritual life. We can lose it, but he delivers us into it. So, if we stay with the ideal of a deliverer, Jesus Christ is our first deliverer. Holy Spirit's our second deliverer. Let's look at Psalm 18. Psalm 18. Okay, Psalm 18. Let's read together the first three verses. I love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. my God, my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield, and the horn of my deliverance, my stronghold. I call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, and I am delivered from my enemies. Okay, verse 2. The Lord, Jesus Christ, is my rock, personal my, rock foundation, my fortress, protection, security, and my deliverer. Only this time we have a different word for deliverer. Last time we had palat, this time we have another word translated deliverer, and it's yasa. It's like this. And that's Y-A-S long E. Yasa. Actually, we can make that an A. Yasa. Yasa. Okay. Yasa means to deliver, rescue, liberty, welfare, even salvation. Therefore, another befitting word for another parakletos. Another perfect word. Deliverer. And my deliverer. My God. My rock. My refuge. My shield and the horn of my salvation and my deliverance. My stronghold. So these describe the work of Jesus Christ in our, of the Jesus Christ and of the Holy Spirit in our spiritual life. Another deliverer. Let's look at Psalm 40:17. I had fun going through all of these. Let's look it up, deliverer, and it's just amazing. Just another way to know Jesus Christ, another way to know the Holy Spirit as our deliverer. Psalm 40, verse 17. Since I am afflicted and needy, let the Lord be mindful of me. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Do not delay, O my God. Okay, this verse is interesting. This verse is a good verse. This verse begins with man in need of help. Man in need of a deliverer. Man in need of a parakletos. Now let's just have some fun with it so you can see how another deliverer is applicable. Let's take a look at the word afflicted. And needy. Afflicted and needy. It's vital to our study in another parakletos. Let me ask you a question. Obviously, David's talking about in his life. But are not these words applicable to us as unbelievers? Yeah. We are afflicted with sin, death. We are in need of a parakletos. So God sent us our first parakletos to deliver us from this need. And are not these same words, so we see it's applicable for salvation one, cannot these same words describe a carnal believer, us in a state of carnality? We are afflicted with sin and in need. Can't do anything to help ourselves. We are in need of another parakletos, another deliverer. Lewis Berry Chafer wrote in chapter 7, you need to see our salvation, our deliverance as believers is patterned after our deliverance as unbelievers. And until you do, you will not see that both require nothing but faith from the unbeliever and from the carnal believer. That chapter changed my life. Changed my whole life on spirituality. The most important teaching for a born-again believer is how to be filled with the Spirit. And this chapter 7, that what I just read to you, the beginning paragraphs in chapter 7, changed my life. You got to see, this is our state as unbelievers, but this is also our state as believers. There's nothing we could do as unbelievers. There's nothing we can do as a carnal believer. We needed help, a deliverer, a parakletos, as unbelievers. There's nothing we can do as believers. We need a parakletos, a deliverer, as believers. And both, the only thing that we could do in both was our faith. It's the only thing we could do in both. So afflicted and needy, I love this verse. Afflicted and needy used to describe the condition of the unbeliever, and is used to describe the condition of a carnal believer. Both are afflicted. Both are in need. Neither can redeem themselves. Neither can rescue themselves. Neither can pull themselves out of it. So the first condition, that of the unbeliever, sets the pattern for the believer. If the unbeliever cannot be delivered from his affliction by anything that he can do, then neither can the believer. If the unbeliever cannot be delivered by confession, repentance, sorrow, joining a church, anything, then neither can the believer. He is going to be dependent upon a parakletos, another helper, another deliverer. They are both afflicted, both in the same need of someone to come and deliver them. So we must see both of these as a form of salvation. See both of them as a form of salvation, a form of deliverance. Both of them. Both need a deliverer. God the Father sent us His Son to be our parakletos, to deliver us from the affliction of the penalty of sin. He sent His Spirit to be our parakletos, to deliver us from the affliction of the power of sin. Both are received by faith. It's the only way they can be. There are those who claim to be delivered from the condition as unbelievers, doing things, but nothing but faith in Jesus Christ will do it. And there are those who claim to be delivered as believers by something they do, confession, repentance. But people, it comes under the same category. We're spiritually dead, we're afflicted and in need. Same handicap conditions. And all this confession and repentance and feeling sorry and repentance and all this stuff is a failure to see that they are the same condition. Afflicted and needy. Both demand a parakletos, a deliverer. Each of these are received in the same manner by faith. So our passage says, since I am afflicted and needy. Context, again, this can be said of an unbeliever or of a believer. Afflicted, meaning unable to help yourself, unable to cure yourself. You're afflicted. You're in need of a helper, a healer, a deliverer. He says, let the Lord be mindful of me. He turns to the Lord. This is beautiful. He knows where to go. We got to know where to go. Jesus Christ as unbelievers, the Holy Spirit as believers. Let the Lord be mindful of me. He knows where to turn for deliverance. While many Christians turn to the Lord for help when afflicted as unbelievers? I guess all, we could say all. But now that they're saved, they turn to something that they do. They turn to their repentance, their confession, their sorrow. They turn to something they do. And God will be so impressed that He'll deliver them. No? What a shame. Got to go to the same deliverer. Got to go to God, deity, the one who is not in that condition to deliver us. Let the Lord be mindful of me. He was mindful when I was in afflicted and need as an unbeliever. Now He cries that He will be mindful of him as a believer, afflicted and in need. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Thou and Thy alone. Nothing I can do, nothing I can say to deliver myself. We need to know where to go. We need to know the most important teaching for the unbeliever is that Jesus Christ is the only way of salvation. The most important teaching for the believer is how to be filled with the Spirit, how to come out from under sin, power of the Holy Spirit, faith in Him. Those are the two most important teachings. And yet, very few Christians know faith in the Holy Spirit. Thou art my help. Okay, let's take a look at the word help. The word is esra. The root is the same, it comes from the root for Ezra, the book of the Bible, Ezra. God is my deliverer, God is my help. The word means help or assistance. This takes us back to our English study of the English word to help. We must see, if you want to use the word help, is used in doing it that the helper does all that is necessary, not with our assistance. We cannot help him deliver us. We cannot help him sustain us. He has to do it all. So help is fine, as long as we recall that it means that we do nothing, as rendering help to a helpless person. Thou art my help. And then he says, and my deliverer. It's the same word we had in Psalm 18, Palat. God uses it over and over, for it best fits the ideal of Parakletos, I think. I think it best fits Parakletos. One who delivers out of danger and then delivers into safety, into peace. Then he says, do not delay, oh my God. Both are immediate. Parakletos for salvation, one, we're afflicted and needy and in the penalty of sin. Immediate. Salvation is immediate. Parakletos, salvation two, where we are afflicted and by the power of sin and in need of a deliverer, the moment we go to faith, we're delivered. So the passage says, chapter Psalm 40:17, since I am afflicted and needy, it's a way we must see ourselves as believers when we're carnal. Let the Lord be mindful of me. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Do not delay, oh my God. Now, let's go to Psalm 70. Psalm 70. Beautiful psalm. If I have one regret of 32, 3, 4 years in the ministry, it's that we have not covered enough psalms. I loved them in seminary. When I first started learning Hebrew, Dr. Walkie used the psalms, and I'm just sorry we have not done enough psalms. Let's read the whole psalm. O God, hasten to deliver me. O Lord, hasten to my help. Let those be ashamed and humiliated who seek my life. Let those be turned back and dishonored who delight in my hurt. Let those be turned back because of their shame who say, aha, aha, look, you're getting yours, is what that means. Let all who seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. And those who love thy salvation say continually, let God be magnified. But I am afflicted and needy. Hasten to me, O God. Thou art my help and my deliverer. O Lord, do not delay. Okay. Verse 1, he points out the need. Hasten to deliver me. See, let me just talk with you. Let's say Jesus Christ did not do this when he left earth. So here we are now, believers, because we've been delivered out from the penalty of sin. We sin. That would be our cry. I need a deliverer, God. Wouldn't that be our prayer? Once we realize we were in sin? God, I don't know what to do. This would be our prayer. I don't know what to do. See, David didn't have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. So Jesus Christ, preactive, proactive, this is going to be their condition. I'm going to send you another Paracletos. I'm going to be gone. So that when you are stuck in sin, for one reason, you'll have that helper. You'll have that Paracletos. You'll have that deliverer. He'll be right there. All you have to do is trust him. You don't have to call for him. This is beautiful what Christ has done, people. You don't have to call for him. He's right there. He's as close to you as your faith inside you. So what Jesus Christ has done is really remarkable. So if we look at verse 1 of Psalm 70, O God, hasten to deliver me. Jesus Christ said, I'm going to give you a Paracletos, a deliverer inside of you. You don't have to call for him. He's right there. See, in Salvation 1, call upon the name of the Lord. Knock, and it shall be opened. Seek, and he shall find. But boy, this one, he's already in you. What Jesus Christ has done is unbelievable. We don't have to cry like David did. We do not have to cry. Oh God, hasten to deliver me. Oh Lord, hasten to my help. He's already there. The deliverer is already inside of us. He is standing alert, ready to deliver. All we have to do is trust him. This is so powerful. I hope you're seeing it. This is so powerful what Jesus Christ has done. David didn't have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ said, I'm going to send you the indwelling of the Holy Spirit so that when you need a deliverer, you got him. You need help, you got it. When you need wisdom and you need the fruit of the Spirit, you need love, you need wisdom, you need guidance, it's there. I sent it to you. So, verse 1, hasten to deliver me. Now, verse 5, but I am afflicted and needy. Again, the condition of the unbeliever, condition of the believer. Both are in need of deliverance and completely incapable to deliver self. Hasten to me, O God. Now, what would this be? For us, this would be the call of faith. We wouldn't have to say this. We just go to faith. We immediately go right to faith. So, hasten to me, O God. We don't have to pray that. He's already in us. Thou art my help. Same word as in Psalm 40:17, Esra. Total help, complete help. received by faith alone, and my deliverer. Again, it's Pilat, the deliverer, to deliver. One who delivers from danger and delivers to safety, Parakletos. Jesus Christ is our deliverer and salvation one. He sends us the Holy Spirit to be our deliverer and salvation two. Must see both as a form of salvation, needing the total work of God and no help from man. Oh Lord, do not delay. You don't have to pray that. Why do we not have to pray that? Because Jesus Christ has already sent us a Parakletos. He's already sent us a deliverer. He's inside of us. Let's look at Psalm 144. Psalm 144. A prayer for rescue and prosperity. Psalm of David. Blessed be the Lord, my rock. See, what we want to do is identify the Parakletos. Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit. We know exactly where to go when we're under the power of sin. We know exactly where to go when we need the fruit of the Spirit, when we need guidance, when we need wisdom. We know exactly where to go. He is our Parakletos. Blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle. My love and my fortress, my stronghold and my deliverer, my shield and he in whom I take refuge. Now, remember, he goes into the caves, but that's not his safety. Jesus Christ, the Lord, is his safety. He has a shield, but his confidence isn't in that shield. His confidence is in the Lord. Verse 3, O Lord, what is man that thou dost take knowledge of him? Or the son of man that thou dost think of him? Man is like a mere breath. His days are like a passing shadow. Okay, what's he saying here? I'm unworthy of your deliverance, but you give it. Talking about the grace of God here. Okay, let's take a look at verse 2. My loving kindness and my fortress, my stronghold and my deliverer, my shield. Note the personal my. My. It's the Holy Spirit, people. Have a personal relationship with the Holy Spirit who takes us to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, who takes us to a personal relationship with God the Father. My love, my fortress, my stronghold, my deliverer, my shield, and he in whom I take refuge, who subdues my people unto me. Here David lists several relationships with the Lord from different circumstances. His love, this is that word kesed, that rich, books are written just on the Hebrew word kesed. You can go to Dallas Seminary Library and they got books just written on kesed. Seeing how important loving him is in the greater works. We've seen how important loving him is in receiving the crown of life at the judgment seat of Christ. You love him, greater works. To those who love him, the crown of life. Not loving one another, which is one of our emphases, but loving him. This is what the Holy Spirit does. He gives a spiritual love for loving him. How important it is to love him. And vital in our everyday life. My love, motivation, encouragement in life. My fortress, there's the security again in life. My stronghold, at stability. My deliverer, again and again, deliverer. He is my deliverer, Pilat. to deliver from dangerous situation to a place of safety. Delivers him from his enemy to the safety in the rock. So, deliverer. It's a great word for parakletos. Let's look at a New Testament passage on this word deliverer. Look at Romans chapter 11. Romans chapter 11. Okay, Romans chapter 11. Look at verse 26. 26. And thus all Israel will be saved, delivered. Just as it is written, the deliverer will come from Zion. He will remove ungodliness from Jacob. Now, in the Greek, we've seen a couple of words translated deliverer in the Hebrew. In the Greek, this is ruomai. This is R-U-O-M-A-I. Ruomai. Ruomai means to draw, to snatch from danger, to save, to rescue, to deliver. To deliver from danger to safety. The deliverer will come from Zion. It's a beautiful word for deliverer. It's a beautiful word for deliverer. Get ready. It is used of Jesus Christ. Look with me at 1 Thessalonians 1:10. Look at 1 Thessalonians 1:10. And to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, that is Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath to come. Jesus Christ is called deliverer in salvation one, from the wrath to come to security. It is used of the Holy Spirit. It is used of the Holy Spirit. Romans 7:24. It's used, deliverer, parakletos equivalent, used of Jesus Christ. Now we see the same word is used of the Holy Spirit. Romans 7:24. Wretched man that I am. Okay, now this is as a believer. This is not as an unbeliever. This is as a believer. Paul calls himself wretched as a born-again believer. In the flesh, we must all see ourselves as wretched. Wretched man that I am, who will set me free? That's the word to deliver. Rule my. Who will deliver me from the body of this death? And then he goes into chapter 8 on the Holy Spirit. So it's used of Jesus Christ. It's used of the Holy Spirit. Ruomai, deliverer. So parakletos, deliverer. Lewis Berry Chafer, in chapter 7, the last chapter, Analogy and Conclusion. If you know anything about writing a master thesis, doctoral thesis. Conclusion. Take everything you've written, and here's your conclusion. He clearly teaches that we are filled by the Holy Spirit, restored from sin by faith in the Holy Spirit. In this chapter, he compares salvation 2 with salvation 1. And in this section where he concludes that we are filled with the Holy Spirit by faith in the Holy Spirit, he says, quote, sinners are not saved until they trust the Savior, and saints are not victorious until they trust the Deliverer. And by Deliverer, he's referring to the Holy Spirit. So, this concept, this analogy of his, changed my whole life. But what he's saying is, we got to understand that our deliverance as believers from the power of sin, here we are as born-again believers down here, here we are carnal, and being delivered back into the power of the Holy Spirit must be seen just as much a salvation as our deliverance into Christ as born-again believers in salvation 1. Salvation 2 is patterned after salvation 1. That both in both of these we need a deliverer, someone to deliver, and both are by faith. Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit. So, Jesus Christ said, I'm sending you another Parakletos, another Deliverer. Now, let's look at Romans 11:26 again. And thus all Israel will be saved, delivered. Just as it is written, the Deliverer will come from Zion. He will remove ungodliness from Jacob. Now, when I was in seminary, I took an interesting course. I majored in Hebrew, but I took every course that they offered in Greek except speed reading. They had a speed reading Greek course, and I saw no way that that would help me at all. Of course, I didn't think I could do it either, but that's beside the point. I just didn't think it would be of any benefit. But one interesting course that we had offered in the time frame that I was allowed to take it was Dr. S. Lewis Johnson taught a course, the use of the New Testament, the use of the Old Testament in the New. And all we did, we studied every passage in the New Testament, quoted from the Old Testament or referred from the Old Testament, and what all was going on. It was a very beneficial course. Let's look at Isaiah 59:20. Let's see what's going on. Let's see what we learn with Paul's quoting of this passage. Now in Romans 11:26, and thus all Israel will be saved, just as it is written, the Deliverer will come from Zion. Now let's look at Isaiah 59:20. Isaiah 59:20. And a Redeemer will come to Zion, and to those who turn from transgression to Jacob, declares the Lord. Now, the Hebrew translates the word a Redeemer. Paul, in explaining the verse, translates it Deliverer. Uses the Greek word deliverer. So, what we're seeing is that the Greek word to redeemer can also be deliverer, savior. So, redeemer, deliverer, savior. All three fit befitting. And here he talks about, Paul uses the word to deliver out of transgression into salvation. And one of the most beautiful passages in the Old Testament, and I really mean that, uses the word deliverer. Look with me at Exodus chapter 6. Exodus chapter 6. Now, people, we're going to read a most beautiful passage. There is so much here. It would take a long time to grasp these few verses. Let's read Exodus 6, 1 through 8. And I want you to pay attention to a couple of things. I want you to pay attention to the reoccurrence of the personal I used by God. This is just boggle your mind. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Now you shall see what I will do to Pharaoh, for under compulsion he shall let them go, and under compulsion he shall drive them out of his land." God spoke further to Moses and said to him, "I am the Lord. And I appeared to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as God Almighty. But by my name, Lord, I did not make myself known to them. And I also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land in which they sojourned. And furthermore, I have heard the groaning of the sons of Israel, because the Egyptians are holding them in bondage, and I have remembered my covenant. Say therefore to the sons of Israel, I am the Lord. I will bring you from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will deliver you." There's our word. "I will deliver you from their bondage. I will also redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgments. Then I will take you for my people, and I will be your God. And you shall know that I am the Lord your God, who brought you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will bring you to the land which I swore to give to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and I will give it to you for a possession. I am the Lord." Look at verse 6. "Therefore, say to the sons of Israel, I am the Lord. I will bring you out from under the burden of the Egyptians, and I will deliver you out from their bondage." I just want you to see we have the word deliverer again. So we have in our passage, Gospel of John chapter 14, another helper, comforter, counselor, deliverer. And I shall translate Parakletos as deliverer. Okay, it's time to pull all of this together, so we'll resume here. I got several things I want to do here, and I'll just get started. So we'll resume here next Wednesday night. Any question on this concept and flowing with the word deliverer? I think it's so perfect for Salvation 1, Salvation 2, Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, Old Testament, New Testament, unbeliever, believer. So, all right, we'll close in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, you are our rock. You are our God. You are worthy to be praised. Your perfect righteousness. Your perfect love. Perfect Father who cares with compassion, mercy. You provided us with a Parakletos for salvation, for reconciliation with you. You provide us with a Parakletos for our spiritual life, for temporal fellowship with you and with your Son. We just stand amazed how you take care of everything. Everything. Father, pray that things that we saw tonight go into our souls. Just give us another dimension of our relationship with your Son and with your Spirit. Another dimension of relationship with you that you sent to us, both of these Parakletos. Sent us your Son when we needed him. You sent us your Spirit to deliver us, to sustain us. What an awesome God you are, Father. We praise you in Christ's name. Amen.